Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal McCain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hal McCain. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Haas reaches second base with a double. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad bunts in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haas scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to third. Jeffries moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas bunts towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-0 in the game. Tote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive towards third. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Reynolds. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr catches it and throws to first to double up Miller. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes misplays the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Kerr moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kerr moves to third. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-1 in the game. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Blue strikes out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Toedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toedt is 0-for-1 in the game. Toedt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-2 in the game. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 2 in the game. Heving is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Wahlberg takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Wahlberg moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffries scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Hal McCain. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to third. Blue moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Frazier now pitching. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Grubb races back for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Simmons. The throw to the second, and Simmons is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 3 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a line drive towards third. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-3 in the game. Heving hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wahlberg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fox. Grubb moves to second. Johnny Whatwood pinch runs for Frank Grubb. Luke Appling pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-4 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny Tate now catching. Ted Lyons now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Miller reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. Fox moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-4 in the game. Ekrod hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.